Well, good afternoon and happy Sabbath, everybody. And welcome to all visiting on the webcast in their air-conditioned abodes. We don't have air conditioning at my house, but I'll tell you what, those fans work sometimes. Actually, my wife's got an air conditioner up in her room, so sometimes when I'm good, I get to go up there. Okay, brethren, today I'm going to be speaking about something we're all familiar with. I'm going to be speaking about belief. I've entitled my sermon, Net, True Belief. Christianity in the United States is the most adhered religion, with 75% polled of Christian adults in the United States professing as Christian. Many in the U.S. profess to be Christians, but after professing being a Christian, you'll hear of many different beliefs about Christ, God, and what their role is as a Christian. We know what the term Christian means. It means one who follows Christ and Christ's examples. You may hear some say, when I die, I'm going to be going to heaven. As soon as I die, I'm going to be with my family and friends in heaven. While living on earth, my loved ones guide or look over me. I go to church on Sunday because that's the day Jesus was resurrected from the dead. Now, I did some research, and here's some statistics I found regarding profession Christians' beliefs in the U.S. U.S. Religious Landscape Study, Pew Research Center, 2014 states, 52% of all Christians believe that non-Christian faiths can lead to eternal life. The Baylor Religion Surveys, Baylor University, 2011 states, 69% of churchgoers believe that everyone will go to heaven. State of America Theology Study, Lifeway Research, 2014 states, one in four evangelicals are not certain that the physical resurrection of Jesus was a real historical event. Then I start scratching my head and I'm thinking, well, why are they going to church on Sunday if a fourth of them don't even believe he resurrected on that day? State of Theology Survey in 2014, 65% of American churches have a weekly attendance of less than 100 people, including children. U.S. Religious Landscape Study, again, Pew Research Center, 65% of all Christians, of the 75% that are professing Christians in the U.S., believe that there are multiple paths to heaven. And this one I found shocking. The Barna Group, 2018, 93% of practicing Christians aren't comfortable to have a conversation about the Lord with their own grandchildren. And I can't even fathom that. My grandmother was such a wonderful example. I can't even imagine her keeping her mouth shut as she sailed on off to the first resurrection without me. I did fight along the way, though. So today's Youth Day, and I thought I'd include some of these statistics for some of the youth also. The 2012 Millennial Value Survey, Public Religion Research Institute out of Georgetown University. Here's what the statistics are that they found on this. More than one half of all young people, 18 to 24, don't believe the Bible is the inspired word of God. The American Values Atlas Public Religion Research Institute, nearly half of all young evangelicals aged 18 to 29 favor same-sex marriage. And I think what they mean by favor is that they're okay with it. Doesn't mean they're homosexual or anything. And here's another shocking survey. Values and Beliefs Poll, Gallup, 2018. 59% of millennials say that pornography is morally acceptable. So the other day I was talking with a friend, really good friend of mine. He also attends with United over in another state. And he was talking about his new company, and he's got this employee that he really got to know and he really loves. And he just started telling me about how this guy was out serving the community, going to church on Sunday. He was doing all these things, and he was just really talking this guy up. And so I got, and it sort of took me off guard. So then, after I hung up a few days later, I called him up and I said, I'm going to call his name Joe. Hey Joe, what tree in the Garden of Eden was the fruit eaten from? He answered, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Well, there you go. Many people have good and evil within them, so of course it makes sense that your coworker does good works and he's such a great guy. He agreed finally, and I think he got the message. Unfortunately, he's not the only one I've heard this kind of thing from within members of some of God's churches. So for the first scripture, let's go ahead and turn over to 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Everything in the scripture I read today will be out of the New King James. 1 Thessalonians 5:21. Test all things, hold fast to what is good. We all know the story of Saul, who became Paul in the New Testament. He thought he was doing God's will while persecuting Christians. He got a rude awakening and finally got the message when God blinded him on the Damascus Road on the way to go persecute more Christians. We also know the story of Daniel, Meshach, and Abednego in the lion's den. Now, they had true belief and real faith. They went into the lion's den. They had the true belief. They knew the real God. They had faith that he would protect them. They went in and they weren't even harmed. Not even the smoke was, you could smell smoke on them. And then I asked, what would you do? What would I do if we were in Daniel's situation? Let's go ahead and turn over to the second scripture, Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. This talks about the narrow way. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many that go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, there are few who find it. Now let's turn to our Bibles and let's read the story of Peter walking on the water. Matthew 14, 22 through 33. Matthew 14, 22 through 33. Jesus walks on the sea. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side while he sent the multitudes away. He went up to the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there. But the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves, for the wind was contrary, which means it was rough seas, contrary to smooth. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "Is this a ghost?" And they cried out for fear. Now just remember, they had just been with him not too long earlier, and they didn't have that true belief right then when that time came. They thought he was a ghost. But in verse 27, but immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. And he was doing fine. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. And he cried out, "Lord, save me." soon as he took his eye off the goal, he started having doubts, and then he was starting to sink in the water. And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." We must practice true belief and have real faith to allow Christ and his example for us to impact us on our walk to the first resurrection. That's what we're all hoping for. We want to be in the first resurrection, the better resurrection. We cannot let the world, false teaching, or anything else get in the way of our walk. Let's go ahead and turn to the last scripture today, brethren, Luke 18, verse 8. Luke 18, verse 8. "Now I tell you that he will avenge him speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth?" Let's all practice true belief and real faith.